Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents So Many Roads, The Life and Times of the Grateful Dead, by David Brown. Read by Sean Renett. Tuning Up, or Intro. Leave it to the ever-perceptive mountain girl, also known as Carolyn Adams, to articulate one of the goals for this book better than I could at the time. During one of the many research trips to various points on the West Coast, I visited MG at her home in Oregon. Not for the first time, she welcomed yet another writer wishing to pick her brain about the dead and her relationship with Jerry Garcia. As we sat down at her dining room table, a tape of a vintage Dead concert playing in the background, I told her I was also in search of not merely the story and music of the band, but a bigger picture as well, their fascinating dynamic. To clumsily show what I meant, I put my two hands together, interlocked my fingers, pulled them apart, and joined them together again. "Oh, that's the mystery," she said, picking up on what I was trying to get at. "How those guys did what you just did with your fingers. How did they get together and relate to each other?" Then she partly answered her own question. They really worked on it. They wanted it badly. They were glued to the enterprise. The how and why of that enterprise has captivated me since I first discovered the Dead's music. Actually, I saw the Dead before I heard them. In the early 70s, when I was just a little kid, I came across one of those early rock history books in a local library in my New Jersey shore town. Flipping through it, I came upon a photo of the Dead circa 1969, the lineup that included both Pigpen and Tom Constantin. They looked like a welcoming bunch of hippie cowboys, and I was as intrigued by the photo as only a kid who grew up with Old West myths and pop music could be. One of the albums in my fledgling record collection was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu, so I knew Garcia's name and photo from the liner notes, thanks to his guest role on Teach Your Children. But I needed to know more about his day job. Not long after, I received my first FM radio, and if memory serves, one of the first songs I heard on it, by way of WPLJ-FM in New York, was Casey Jones. Oh, I thought, that's the Grateful Dead. I loved the groove and lead guitar in the song, and couldn't believe I heard the word cocaine in a song on the radio, and I soon bought my first Dead album, Working Man's Dead, home, of course, to Casey Jones. From that point on, I kept up with the new releases. And even when I swerved into other artists and genres in the decades ahead, from indie rock to Celtic folk to electronica, I often found myself circling back to the Dead. From the time that college buddy taught me how to play the riff to China Cat Sunflower, so much fun that we played it over and over for maybe a half hour, to the phone call I received in 1987 from an editor at Rolling Stone asking if I was interested in reviewing their new album, In the Dark. I'll also never forget the sight of another college buddy, a guy named Phil, who wore a Dead yarmulke during the Jewish holidays. And these were in the late 70s infancy days of rock merchandise. Having grown up hearing singer-songwriters and folk rock, I naturally loved Working Man's Dead, American Beauty, and Garcia, three of my first Dead-related purchases. I'm also one of those people who feels the Dead made many, many terrific albums, even though, as I learned, the musicians themselves generally disparaged their studio work and only thought their songs truly came to life before or after they appeared on vinyl or CD. I thought I had the Dead figured out, but of course I was wrong. From hearing their albums to eventually seeing them live, starting in the 80s, I realized what a wide swath they cut in music and the culture. Their forays into country, bluegrass, Garcia with Old and In the Way, experimental music, Lesh with Sea Stones, and improvisation, good chunks of concerts and live albums, helped introduce a naive kid like myself to those styles and approaches. From record to record, side project to side project, you never knew what you would get with these guys. And that was part of the fun, and sometimes the exasperation. At least they weren't predictable. For me, the Dead also refuted the argument that England has given us the legendary rock bands, the Beatles, the Who, the Rolling Stones, while America has largely contributed classic solo performers, Dylan, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Springsteen. The Dead were a great band, and very much American. In the many, many years since my introduction to the Dead world, I saw the band live, and also kept up with its post-Garcia offshoots.